Welcome back to our second video in module number 3. And this video, in this segment, we are going to learn a most powerful exercise, which is completely transformative. So this is something you really need to pay attention to. Get it. Reach out if you don't. And this is where transformation begins to happen. And it's called the checking into reality exercise. What we need to begin doing is see reality for what it truly is, without shading it with our biased view. I'm going to share with you a very basic process, which I call the checking into reality exercise, which you can use in every situation you are in to avoid personalizing what is going on and to begin seeing the reality objectively for what it is. If we were to put our feelings about events into slow motion, we would be able to break them down into these 5 steps. And here they are. There is an event that happens. Someone says something, something happens. Then the second step is there's a judgment where I judge the event. That's my biased judgment on the event. That judgment about the event creates step number 3, which is a feeling. And I have a feeling about this event. After the feeling, we need to create a space. That means a pause to reassess our judgment, which led to a certain feeling. And only afterwards do we actually create a response to make sure that our judgment is not a biased judgment. Then let me explain this further. The famous psychotherapist Viktor Frankl wrote in his book Man's Search for Meaning, which, by the way, is one of the most powerful books I've ever read, and I strongly recommend that you read the book. It's Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl, and he writes in this book, between stimulus and response, right, which is basically between the event and the response, step 1 and step 5, as I broke it down for you. So between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom. What he's saying is that when we learn to slow down what's happening and observe these 5 stages in any event, we can uncover the space between the event and our response to the event. And when we capture that space, which usually happens in a millisecond, but if we slow that down so we give ourselves time, a moment, to pause and reflect, we can create drastic differences in the way we respond to the events that happen. And let me explain how these 5 steps work so we can understand them. What is the event? The event is what occurs without any form of added interpretation. The event is the objective occurrence. In the story of the dish, the husband handed his wife a dish that he just washed, and she told him that it is still dirty. That is the objective event. Okay. Then after the objective event, we have the judgment. This is how we interpret the event. Our interpretations are personal and typically driven by our biased defensive selves. That would be our natural response to an event. In this story of the dish, the husband's judgment is that his wife is saying he doesn't know how to wash the dishes. That's his judgment. Clearly a judgment because that's not what she said. Then we have the next step, which is the feeling. This is the way our judgment of the event triggers us to feel. In this case, when the husband's judgment of his wife's words is, I don't know how to wash dishes, this judgment leads to his feeling devalued and unworthy, which awakens his instinctive desperation for his emotional oxygen, which is worthiness. Now, a mature person, which we want to develop learning how to do, then goes to the next step, which is space. You see, Many people skip this step, and this is the power space that Viktor Frankl speaks about. Our power space exists between our feeling and our response. In this moment, which only needs to be a few seconds or less, I must ask myself if my judgment is absolutely true, or is it my defensive, biased story? Even if it is true, why does it concern me so deeply? Does it define my worthiness? And only after we go through that power space, we can have a proper response. This is our behavior. The response is our behavior based on how we feel. The husband reacted very defensively, which is no surprise because he was drowning. He hid the truth that his feeling came from his insecurity. He may not have even been aware of it consciously because he's so used to going into hiding mode. He blamed his wife for making him feel devalued by what she said, and he made himself a victim with the hope that she will now apologize because he has such an outburst that you can wash the dishes. And he hopes that she will shower him with love and acceptance. How does this serve the relationship? Not well at all. The solution? Whenever an event takes place, we need to control ourselves from step 5, the response, until we step into our power space in step 4. We need to identify the objective event, determine how we are putting a biased judgment on the event, and see how that judgment is leading us to feel. It is at this point that we can create a change. The moment we become aware of how our feeling is a result of our personal judgment of reality and not a feeling about reality itself, that awareness wakes us up and creates a space that permits us to react to the event and not to our judgment and feeling of the event. In the case of the dish, had the husband paused before he reacted, he would have determined that his anger is his own judgment of what his wife meant and not what she actually said. He made this judgment he would have recognized in this space because of his desperate need for worthiness, instinctively thinking his wife was not accepting him because he is so desperate for worthiness. This would give him the clarity to separate the event from his personal judgment and the ability to respond to the event alone. The dish is dirty? Okay, I will rewash it. When we get into the habit of doing this exercise repeatedly, as cumbersome as it may feel, we quickly get very good at it, and we suddenly find ourselves much less reactive, much more secure, and we see a significant improvement in our relationships with others. Here's what I want to tell you. If you found this to be a little bit confusing with all of the different steps, firstly, refer to your workbook, where you have it written out. And secondly, review this video. You can't imagine what this exercise can do for your life and for your relationships. It's just unbelievable what it can do to transform you, the way you react to different situations, and to get yourself to react in a healthy way. This is really a cornerstone of the course. And reach out if you need some help. Here's a very important point you need to know. Until you get very good at this exercise, you'll want to begin using it on events that already happened, which you already responded to. This is very, very important. At the outset, the way you should use this exercise is not in the moment, because you may not be ready to actually use it in the moment. You may be too naturally reactive and lose the moment. But go to an event that happened an hour ago or a few days ago or a few weeks ago and think about how you reacted very defensively and process the whole event through this exercise. And in fact, you can do this right now. Think of an event that triggered a response from you. Break it down into the 5 steps. The objective event, your judgment of what the event meant to you, the feeling that was created by your judgment, and then how you reacted. Now, question the judgment that you made. Is it possible that you were wrong with your judgment? and were personalizing the situation, which led to you being defensive. How would your response have been different? The more you practice this exercise with past events, the easier it will be to begin practicing it in the moment as the event is happening. Also know that sometimes, especially when we're new to this, we are so stuck in our judgment of what happened that we can't separate our judgment from the objective reality. We can't separate our version of what happened with the true reality. And this is when a good friend can be enormously helpful in helping us see the event more objectively. This is also the benefit of our comments that we have under each video, under each module, because there you can maybe say, I'm stuck with this event that happened to me and I cannot see it objectively. And one of us can actually help you, being that we're outside of the event and we're not very subjective to it. And others, that's the benefit of being able to have a good friend or a group that can help you see things objectively. This is the powerful step we can take to get our worthiness from within. This exercise prevents us from personalizing everything that happens to us. We change this by slowing down the events that occur in our lives and breaking them down into 5 steps. This permits us to notice our bias and step out of our bias before we react from that desperate, unhealthy place. Now, I can't tell you how many times I've insisted that my biased judgment was the truth. I told myself that I knew this person for years and I knew exactly what they meant when they said what they did. I would tell myself, don't tell me that it is my biased judgment. This is the reality. So firstly, we need to trust trying a new way and to stop being so sure that we know. Nothing will change if we continue doing the same thing. As Einstein said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. And here's the more important point. Let's go back to the dish scenario. Even if the wife did mean to say that he doesn't know how to wash the dishes, even if his judgment of what she meant was correct, creating this space between the stimulus and the response will change everything. Here's why. The fact that he lets his wife's opinion crush him is because he is dependent on her and others, in this case it's her, to get his worthiness. It may also be that he depends on his ability or on this ability of washing the dishes or doing things well for his worthiness. And the fact that the dish was dirty devastates him. We must realize that when someone says something which results in us feeling something, they didn't create that feeling. They didn't create that feeling. Our own insecurity did. Has anything about his inherent value changed because of his wife's comment? Did anything about his inherent value change because of the dirty dish? No, he's the exact same guy. Only his insecure imagination, but not the reality. We will discuss this idea more, owning our emotions, in the next module. The point is that when we create, we catch the space between the event and our response, we can change the way we're processing it so we can respond to reality and not our biased version of reality.